a boy. Yeah, but sometimes I don't know why. And time simply goes by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my love.
Host Angela Breyer Stevenson on Channel Radio.
It is the Who Cares Wins show, or even the Who Cares Wins show. If you care, you win. Yes, it's all about health and well-being here on channelradio.co.uk, down here in the marsh with the alpacas and my lovely guest. So it's me, Angela Breyer Stevenson, here in the chair with my beautiful guests who are also adorning their marvellous product, which I've just tweeted out. So it's out there on Twitter now, ladies. Apologies, but the photo I took, I don't class myself as a professional photographer, so I apologize in advance. But the heartfelt meaning is there, were to promote what you're doing, which is a fantastic idea, and I'm so pleased to have you in the studio. Welcome the Able Label, which is Katie Ellis.
Hello,
Katie. And also, can we not really forget, because if without your ma, the wonderful Valerie, then I probably wouldn't have known about the Able Label, wouldn't have come across it. I would be none the wiser. But obviously, Valerie, welcome to the studio. Thank you for coming down and joining us
Thank you, Katie.
You're very, very welcome. So yes, Valerie is the mum. She's the one in charge. Katie, we just like to think we're in charge, us daughters.
It.
But yeah, so we're going to talk about the Able Label. But I have been teasing you all this week about a bit of an important information that I wanted to share with you today. It is with sadness and a slight heavy heart that I announce today is our last live show for a while. So a few tears in my eyes because I am sad to leave, but I need to take a sabbatical, I think is the word they use in the corporate life. I will be taking some space and some time out. I need to really practice what I preach as a coach. I'm always on about other people, what's more important, and what are you going to do about it? And so with people that know me closer to heart will know that for personal reasons, there's lots of things going on in my head as well as my life. And so for Who Cares Wins, to remain professional, I need to take a sabbatical. So we're going to be off air on the live show from now till around about the autumn time. But do bear in mind, we will have, and I'm going to keep the website up. So please do keep your tweets coming through, keep Facebook likes, and also do check out whocareswinsradio.co.uk because I will leave all of the shows there for you to listen back to. So if you miss my dulcet tones, you can, of course, enjoy listening back to some of the shows and some of the giggles that we've had. But more importantly, I would emphasize, listen back to some of the shows because there have been some super great guests who have shared their stories, their inspirations, their tales, and also the outcome, and their products and their services that they then offer as a result of their stories and their journeys. So from my heart to everyone out there who has supported Who Cares Wins from the outset, both Sue Parker and Jan Mulligan, of course, my wonderful co-presenters back in the early days, to Channel Radio and Paul and Kevin and Mike, who have supported us in all shapes and forms from behind the scenes as well. And of course, you, the listener, because without you, the listener, and you, the guests, of course, we wouldn't have a show. There would be no point. I suppose I could talk to myself, but I think I probably would have gone crazy years ago. So that's my little bit of important news. I do apologize, I won't be here, but hopefully you all understand, and I will see see you all again and speak to you all again very soon. But in the meantime, let's get on with this show, which is all I'm so excited because talking to Valerie, I met you at the Wrinkly Road Show back in January, didn't I? At the Allington Community Centre. Yes. And you were sitting just across the way from me and she just looked adorable. But also had this clothing range and I was very intrigued. So of course we had the delight and you accepted a little interview that we aired on the 7th of March. So all of the Wrinkly Roadshow interviews that I captured then are available on our website. So, of course, if you want to hear Valerie, amongst others, you can obviously check out our website on the 7th of March show for all of the Wrinkly Roadshow interviews that I captured. But, of course, I was intrigued, the Able Label, and I wanted to meet Katie because Katie is the founder, she is the owner, the proprietor, she is the brains behind the idea. But it is a family-run business, so Kent, that's why Valerie's here today. I know that Dad's looking after the business and the phones, so well done, Dad. There's lots of people involved in it and lots of support you've had along the way, which we're going to now unfold throughout the show. If you want to get hold of us, listener, don't forget we have all the normal mechanisms here. We have Twitter. I've got the Twitter feed up, which is @CaresWins. If you want to tweet us, say hi. You may maybe want to ask Katie or Valerie a question about the Able Label. You want to find out more information on something that we've said. So do give us a shout through to @CaresWins. Of course, you can also email me on studio@WhoCaresWinsRadio.co.uk. You can also post a comment on our Facebook page, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. And of course, wonderful, good old fashioned telephone. If you want to dial with your little fingers, or even probably in this day and age, you can just shout at the phone numbers and somebody else does it for you. But it's 01303 874 998. And you can give us a call, and as long as they see the flashing light, we'll be able to talk to you. And you can be live on air, maybe just with your question, or maybe you've got a health and well-being event that you want to shout about and actually let the whole world know what you're doing. So here we are, channelradio.co.uk, on its Who Cares Wins. Now, Katie, I've already posted a picture of what you're wearing because it is an amazing idea, a fabulous idea, and I really do hope that you go from strength to strength. And maybe you need to be the next prime minister because you should rule the world and world domination. So before we go into the real details of the Able Label, if I may, can I take a step back to before you started your business? Because it is still really early days, isn't it? You only had your first sale last October. Yep. So I suppose that's when you officially launched as far as the tax man's concerned. Yes. But obviously there's been lots of work going on before that.
Yeah.
But before you actually had even the idea, you were still involved with fashion. So there is a link, isn't there, here to your sort of creativity.
There is.
Just tell our listener a little bit, a sort of a potted history. Although she's quite young listener, so you can appreciate her potted history. It's not going to be as long as mine. But just a brief background.
Of course. So I've always really been into fashion and, you know, from an early age. And I went to University of Manchester and actually did a degree in fashion. So that's where it all sort of started. And then I was very fortunate enough to come out of university and to get a job in buying for the company White Stuff, who some of you might have heard of.
Oh, yes. I know.
So it all started there. I started off on menswear, actually. I was there for about 3-4 years and then gradually made my way up and moved over onto women's wear. And basically started off on certain categories and grew out. So eventually I was buying the trousers and denim range before my grandmother then got Parkinson's. And it was a very, very hard time for the whole family.
I can imagine.
It's particularly difficult seeing her quite rapid deterioration. And one thing that I noticed that she particularly struggled with was dressing. So alongside her, we had a look, we sat down, looked on the internet, you know, did some research to see if there was anything out there that would help her, in that situation where she was finding dressing increasingly difficult. And particularly the fact that she hated my grandfather having to help her dress.
Well, of course, you know, us ladies and our privacy.
Very proud. And at the same time, she really liked clothing. She loved the way she looked. She loved to go out shopping. She used to go out shopping with one of her friends every week. And gradually she wasn't able to do that. And, you know, the options, you know, decreased for her. And we looked to the market and really quite shocked. There was nothing out there that really covered off the functional side of her dressing and the fashion side of her dressing.
Mm.
And at that point, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to do something about this.
Yeah, there's almost this little determination voice in your head that says, you know, in fact, I don't know, just on, you've mentioned Parkinson's, and I do like to shout about awareness weeks and things that are going on. And you'll probably know this anyway, but it actually is next week from the 18th to the 24th of April. It is actually Parkinson's UK Awareness Week. So we're ahead of the game here on Who Cares Wins. We're already talking about Parkinson's a week ahead of the Awareness Week. Yes, listener, if you want to know more about the Awareness Week, or maybe are going to be inspired from Katie's talk today and you want to do more around raising awareness and support for Parkinson's, then do visit their website, which is parkinsons.org.uk. But that is their Awareness Week, starts the 18th of April. So that's next week, isn't it? Yeah, yes. 18th to 24th. I can do maths. So yes, it's very much your background in sort of fashion and fashion design anyway. And then obviously the sort of more closer, you know, closer experience you've had of actually seeing someone struggle. And interestingly, I know that we'll talk about it in detail, but your clothing range at the moment anyway is aimed at us wonderful ladies. Quite rightly, we are superior and we are first. But of course, from my experience with my husband, who had a road accident many years ago and suffers with zips and buttons, because obviously his dexterity in his hand and his fingers, it is something that you take so easily for granted. When I was caring for him and having to, it's funny actually, trying to put someone else's socks on is so much harder than when you're trying to put your own on, or trying to do up their laces on their shoes. It's, I don't know how people do it with the children, but you don't, you take things for granted. You don't realize, or getting somebody dressed. And with my mother late, obviously she's passed, but trying to help her get dressed and undressed when she was having all her tests, and trying to get her balance and things like that. It is actually something we take so for granted. And yet really we do forget that something as simple as doing a button up is quite a, it almost really attacks your confidence, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people don't want to talk about it as well, because it's a pride thing. No one wants to admit that they struggle to dress.
Is that you? Who's yawning? Is there a cat in the studio? Let me just check that somebody hasn't got in overnight.
No.
Maybe it's just my chair. Or somebody from the distant path is trying to get through to us to say, yes, I agree. Yeah. But it is that confidence boost that actually, you know, I can still be independent at the end of the day. And the more that we can give that independence to people, I think is a huge thing.
Absolutely.
That if people can still maintain that. I know we've had recently a couple of the guests we've had on actually, we talked about independent living and actually allowing people to stay in their own homes, whether it's through disability or through illness. But if they can stay in their own homes, fantastic. Yes. It just, I think mentally gives you that, I've still got my own things around me. Because they talk about that with dementia patients, I believe, where you do, if you can have their room with things around them that are their pictures, their ornaments, actually it does help rather than this sort of clinical home room or hospital room. I know when my husband was in his coma, the nurses encouraged me to stick photos up around him so that if he did wake up, he would see familiar things. I said, well, won't it scare him just seeing photos of me? But she said, no, apparently not. So yeah, this background then into fashion, and then the Able Label idea came about. Now, two questions I have for you, Katie.
Yeah.
One, and I'm sure listeners who are sitting there thinking, you know, maybe there's something I can do. You know, I'm struggling with the same sort of idea from a different perspective. So there's probably questions. Well, so how did you do that? Was it you just left your job one day, the Able Label launched the next, or I'm guessing there was a little bit of work involved,
was
there not?
Quite a bit of work involved, yes. And, you know, to launch, it's been a year and a half. So it's not been something that's happened overnight, certainly.
Sure.
But before that, to actually make this decision to you know, leave my job at White Stuff, where a lot of people said, you know, you're absolutely mad.
I bet they did.
You know, it came at a time which was quite difficult for us, because my mum, she had an accident, and it actually meant that she wouldn't be able to drive for at least 6 weeks, having an operation.
Crikey.
And she's actually the sole carer for my my nan, who is now 94
and
awesome. Has Alzheimer's. So obviously needing to go and check in on her and, you know, help her out each day.
Yeah.
It left us with a problem. You know, what do we do? Does she go into a home? Do we get someone else in? And, you know, actually sitting down and speaking to my nan, she definitely didn't want to leave her house. She didn't want to go into another home.
No, I can understand
and
that.
And she didn't really want anyone else coming in. So we kind of, you know, sat down, had a bit of a talk, and I thought, what if we could kind of combine the two, and I could, in effect, you know, be the carer for my nan,
yep,
whilst my mum wasn't able to get around and to look after her, and at the same time see how I got on, you know, setting up the business and you know, trying to solve that problem of, you know, dressing difficulties.
Indeed. And also it probably gave you more, so you actually were then surrounded almost 24/7 by actually the type of person that you're actually trying to help.
Absolutely.
So in a way it was making use of that time that some people would think, well, I haven't got time to do my business because I've got to look after my mum, or I've got to look after my gran or whoever, but actually sort of almost turning that, it's the lovely phrase, I know, but it is turning that problem into an opportunity, or yeah, actually creating
trying to solve that difficulty, that problem that they might have. So yeah.
Really great. And the Able Label is a fabulous name. Congratulate you on that. It's nearly as good as Who Cares Wins. But yeah, so it is what it says it does, the Able Label. So around fashion, it's making it, you know, able to wear, et cetera, et cetera. Who came up with that? Was that yours? Was it an instant? You woke up in the middle of the night?
I'd love to take credit for it, but I can't. There were lots of people who were sort of coming forward with different ideas of names.
Yeah.
And actually, it was my next door neighbour in the end who came up with the idea. And as soon as we heard it, because we were after something that was going to be positive and really, you know, give the essence of what the brand's all about, what it stands for. You know, it's independence. It's encouraging confidence.
Yes.
And then as soon as he said, how about the Able Label? We were like, that's it. And everyone we kind of mentioned it to was like, that's it.
That really works.
Sums up, you know, what the business is all about.
Yeah. So thank you, neighbour, wherever you are and whoever you are. But are they going into branding now? Are they start?
Well,
that's their new business.
You know what? They're copywriters. Both the husband and wife are copywriters. So it's quite handy.
Result. Yeah. Excellent stuff. Well, that is fabulous to hear. And I'd like to now go into, or in fact, we're going to take a music break. It's already 12:15. Can you believe it? Where does time fly? So we have one of your music choices today. There's one of two that you've chosen, which are great as far as I'm concerned. Not that I wouldn't play them anyway, but you've chosen, first of all, it has been played before, but you've chosen Katy Perry's Raw, which there is a reason behind it, isn't there?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, when we're kind of making that decision of, you know, what to do, I just remember driving, I was actually going over to see my nan, and then this song came on. I thought, do you know what? Everything kind of clicked into place. I was like, yeah, you know, this is a great opportunity, and I'm able to help out the family, you know, look after my nan, and everything sort of fell into place. I was like, yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this. So you had your roar and decided, yes, I'm going to do it. Well, we're going to roar away, and we'll be back in a few moments. I think I might just dance around the studio now, like a lioness with courage.
My breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, so I said quietly, agreed politely, I guess that I forgot I had a choice, I let you push me past the breaking point, I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. I've had enough. I see it all.
Host Angela Breyer Stevenson on Channel Radio.
Well, we were roaring here like wonderful three lioness, or in fact, maybe Katie, you're the lioness with her cubs, Valerie and Angela surrounding you. But yeah, it just gives me goosebumps when I hear that song, because you're so right. If you're in a position where you're like, oh, I don't know, shall I do it, shan't I? And you hear something, it often is, I don't know whether it's sort of the universe is saying yes, and the only way they could do it is through your channel radio. But actually, it's like, yeah, let's go do this. Let's just make it happen. Because all the time we wonder, we'll never know, will we? Absolutely. So yes, that was Katy Perry roaring away on Who Cares Wins here this afternoon. I am here, Angela Breyer Stevenson. I am with what two wonderful ladies. I just, words just are lost, you see. I can't say anything. Because the Able Label, we have the founder and the owner and proprietor, the gung-ho lady there, the roaring lioness, is Katie Ellis of the Able Label. But of course, we also have Valerie alongside her dear mum, because it is a family business, isn't it, Katie?
It is, yes.
So we are talking about it. It's not just a little corner shop. It's not just a little small run family business. It is family orientated, but at the same side, you are a real gung-ho business, and you are going in leaps and bounds.
Absolutely.
Nationally, you are, well, worldwide domination now. That's it. Yeah, absolutely. We're Australia. I'm sure there's somebody trying to get through on the phone right now, and Dad's answering it. So there we are. Let's go into details about the Able Label. So we're not, okay, your observance and your experience was through your nan suffering with Parkinson's, but of course, it's just opened up the avenue of actually making a design of dress and shirts and blouses and skirts for three real reasons. We covered when we were talking in the green room, the physical side of things, the physical ability of dressing myself. There's the cognitive side of things as well, which is fabulous. So we're going to expand on that in a moment, listener. And then also the actual dressing. So if you're a carer out there and you're actually looking after someone and actually, like I was, having to dress them, and okay, we're not talking about men just yet, are we, Katie? But I'm sure as things evolve, we're going to go down the line of a men's collection. But for now, we have the ladies' collection.
That's right.
So, yes, tell us exactly what it is that you are out there selling.
So, basically, we are selling beautiful clothes that are all specifically designed to make dressing easier for someone who may have dressing difficulties. So obviously we've identified the need through my grandmother, and as Angela's mentioned, it was the three key areas that she actually went through herself. The physical side, where she struggled to manipulate the fastenings.
Right, yes.
And therefore, to overcome that, we've added, you know, Velcro, you know, just to make it that bit easier so you don't have to, you know, worry with the fiddly fastenings and, you know, attaching zips and so on. There's also the cognitive side that she went through with the Parkinson's, where she couldn't actually work out how to dress into the garment. So to help with someone in that sort of situation, we've put in colour coordinations inside the garment. And what we say is you've got line for left and red for right. So at the armholes, we've got colour coordinating to make the armholes easier to find. And also just to help someone put the garment on the right way around.
That is just a fabulous idea. Who came? Was that, you know, again?
That came from us doing like a year and a half's worth of research. And we sat down with a group of occupational therapists, actually. And we said, you know, what are the key difficulties that people often face with dressing? You know, regardless of what the actual disability is, you know, just generally, what difficulties that people can face. And they did say quite often someone with cognitive difficulties who may perhaps have had a stroke or like my mother had Parkinson's, may put items on back to front. So that's helping overcome that.
And interestingly, that I'm going to take a photo on our next music break, if I may, Katie, and you're going to rip off that shirt because she does have a T-shirt underneath. But rip off the shirt so we can take a photo of those colour-coordinated arms. But you also have them, I notice, on skirts.
Yes, and so anything that is a wraparound style to sort of help someone work out which piece of Velcro, you know, fastens to which side. Again, you are line for left and red for right, so the Velcro you have to match lime to lime on the left hand side and red to red on the right hand side, just to make it that bit easier.
So again, it's that visual easy accessibility, unless they're colorblind, and I'm sure you then deal with something else. But obviously, it just, you know, from feedback, actually that helps them match it up. The cognitive process says red is this side, lime is that side. So fantastic. That, again, you wouldn't necessarily think that people struggle with, you know, how do I actually physically get my garment on, let alone doing it up. Yeah. So absolutely amazing. But for me, what I'm hearing, and I'm sure you've had feedback from this already, is that it actually now expands across absolutely anybody who suffers with any form of those three categories.
Completely.
However old you are, whatever sex you are, to be honest, although yes, that probably we might not get a lot of male callers yet. You never know.
Yeah.
But I remember I had a frozen shoulder about 2 years ago. I couldn't get round to reach to do up my undergarment, my brassiere. I know that people maybe who've had maybe things like hysterectomies, major surgeries, that, you know, could be quite young people, because otherwise there's this assumption that, oh, it's only for the elderly, it's only for people in homes, it's only for people with certain illnesses that are struggling or they're in care homes. Da, da, da. Yes, it is. It ticks all those boxes, if I'm right. But it's a bit like, actually, it's for anybody.
Absolutely. And that's why we've made the designs ageless. They're just beautiful clothes that, you know, would suit, you know, a variety of ages. And when I'm designing everything, I always think to myself, would I wear this? Would my mum wear this? And, you know, would my nan wear this?
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously an element of design, I'm sure, when you look at the clothing, that it's not going to be maybe the latest fashion for a 20-year-old.
Absolutely.
Because naturally a fashion for 20-year-olds, I probably wouldn't wear. Because I'm not a 20-year-old. And likewise, if my grandmother or even my mother were alive, they probably won't wear what I'm wearing. But there also is that element that actually, yes, it is. I mean, just I noticed with the little booklets that I grabbed when I saw you, Valerie, at the Rinkley Roadshow, the wonderful booklet inside, there's a beautiful quote. Have you got it there that you could read out from the wonderful Joanna Lumley?
So, from Joanna Lumley, many congratulations to Katie for this range of ease to get into clothing, which is stylish, attractive, and which I hope will become the mainstay of many wardrobes.
You see, so, I mean, if Joanna Lumley thinks it's stylish and that it should be, you know, the mainstay of most wardrobes, then that's it, really, isn't it?
And that's the key word. Yeah. It's style, not fashion.
Yeah.
So it's not something that's going to come in and go back out. It's something that will be around.
You can wear next year, the year after.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it is more sustainable.
Absolutely.
With that word. So it is that it's more important that actually this is a worthwhile investment to
absolutely
actually buy these clothes.
It.
So we've got a clothing range from, we've got wrap over dresses.
Yes.
You've got blouses.
Yes. And we've got trousers, which have absolutely no fastenings at waistband, but they do have the option of the zip at the hem if someone would perhaps need easier access to change a bag. We've got wraparound skirts. We've got a cardigan, and beginning of May we're going to be launching our spring summer 16 collection, which has got a lot more colour in it, more stripes.
Ooh, lovely.
And there's a lot more tops, so.
Tiger stripes.
And the tops then basically mean that, you know, you can mix and match your outfits a bit more, so you know you buy a few items and you can, you know, swap them around and create a few different looks.
Marvellous. Well, of course, if you wanted to have a look, if you're online at the moment and you're thinking, well, while I'm chatting away to Katie, don't be too distracted. You still need to listen in to Katie till at least 1 o'clock, and then you can delve into her website in much more depth. But obviously do have a look at the clothing range. It is the ablelabel.com. Thank you very much. I nearly said .org then. So yes, do have a little look at that. But the actual range as well, I noticed on the website you also have some necklaces.
We do.
So we're now merging into the jewellery side.
That's it. And we've got a great jeweller, Catherine Cooper, who's based in Kent as well. And,
brilliant.
She's basically creating our jewellery for us. But everything that's created is with the view of being easy dressing. So the same philosophy as the Able Label. And, you know, rather than having, again, the fiddly fastenings, they're replaced by magnetic fastenings.
Perfect. So. Perfect. I think I could do with those, actually. Because it is sometimes, and also I think that, you know, you're trying to get dressed in a hurry.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, I can see now maybe there's an option for all hospital changing clinics to be advertising your range for, I can just see the marketing slogan. Maybe I should be a marketeer. But there should be a slogan about, you know, do you struggle with getting in and out, you know, when you are going for a CT scan or a mammography or, you know, any x-rays, you know. Well, hey, maybe you could have this style of dress for that occasion.
Absolutely.
Rather, you know, but then the other occasion is you can then go out for lunch afterwards, you know, because you look great.
That's it.
It's just brilliant. And as you can see, listener, I'm very excited. Now, the other thing I wanted to highlight is the quality of the fabric, which I know as a radio show we can't do that because people can't see it at the moment. Obviously have a look at the website, but the fabrics, I'm not going to grope Katie too much, but it is sort of a jersey like material, isn't it? So it's lovely and soft.
That's it. Everything which we do is jersey. It's got that, in particular the one that we've got on today, the core of the range is a viscose elastane, so you've got the breathable natural fibers, but then with the elastane you've got the extra stretch. So if you think of comparing, you know, the viscose elastane to a woven item, like for example a shirt, rather than having to struggle to maneuver your arm into the armhole, because the jersey has that extra stretch, it does sort of move around your body more easily, so it does enable you to get your arm into the armhole
into
more
it.
Easily.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because obviously something funny enough we were mentioning, Kevin Beale is in the green room, I noticed there, bless him, and he has a show on a Friday on channelradio.co.uk. We were chatting with Kevin there and we were talking about, he actually does work within dementia home, and he was saying that, you know, some of the ladies and gentlemen are around in their pajamas or their nightgowns and their dressing gowns because it's easier to wear, isn't it? And it feels softer and snugglier. So of course if they could wear your range, which we're now giving to Kevin Beale to take down there, but actually because it is the jersey, so it is almost feeling like those pajamas and those nice soft relaxing attire.
Absolutely.
But actually, do you know what? I look like I'm going out somewhere.
Best
or,
of both.
Yeah.
Best of both.
So it's like ticking all of those boxes. And actually going back to what you said at the beginning of the show about the aim of, you know, one of the aims of your line, of your production, is that it's about confidence. Mm. It's about those people actually having, you know, I got dressed myself today and look what I'm wearing. Yes. You know, I actually, A, all my buttons line up because I've got them in the right order and the right way. I've got it on the right way round. I did that myself and I'm, you know, I feel better because I feel dressed.
Yeah.
I know that if I, you know, roll around the house in my PJs, there is a difference between that and then when I get washed and dressed.
You do feel very different, don't you?
You do. Mm. So something like, you know, something as simple as that, just to actually be able to, you know, even if it is assisted, but the colours as well, the lime for left and red for green. I like that. I'm sure that must be with children's as well, you know, actually enabling children to get dressed. And hey, maybe there's another range there, Katie. Oh my goodness, we're just now, you know, this multinational business has just evolved on who cares wins. Now, talking about family business, and I said it is sort of, you know, all jest, all joking aside about worldwide domination, but you do actually have outlets all over the place and the distribution, because you do sell mainly online, is that right?
That's right, yeah, we're mainly online for our website, theablelabel.com, but we do also sell through some online marketplaces, and one that's really close to my heart is the Parkinson's UK website,
brilliant,
where we're being stocked on, and we're in there, we're actually on the front page of their catalogue this season, so yeah, that's really exciting.
Brilliant.
And there's a few other organisations like Spring Chicken and Unforgettable, and then as of May we're going to have NRS Healthcare stocking us, so yes, yeah, so really sort of moving forward and giving us some national reach.
Some great support, great support. Well, let's have a little break now, because when we come back there is a bit more I want to delve into, because you have had a lot of support, quite rightly, both at the beginning and in the sort of startup phase, because you should say focus groups and all sorts of things. But this next track that we're going to play is actually a little special one, isn't it? Almost an ode to grandma.
That's it.
Because it's You Make Me Feel So Young by Frank Sinatra. So top song there, marvellous. But there is a little reason again why you chose it for today's show.
Yeah, it was at the end of this month, it'll be the first year that she passed away. So this is in her memory.
It's certainly. Well, I'm just going to play it as loud as possible because she must be looking down on you right now and saying, that's my girl. And she's probably roaring as well. Yeah. So enjoy, and we'll be back in a tick.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Who Cares Wins, with your host Angela Breyer-Stevenson on Channel Radio.
Well, that was good old Frank Sinatra there. A wonderful chosen tune there by our guest today, Katie Ellis of the Able Label. You are listening to Who Cares Wins down here on channelradio.co.uk down here in the Marsh. But of course, it doesn't matter where we're located, because as we're on the internet, you can tune in to channelradio.co.uk at any time you like, as long as you have an internet connection, or even if you want to listen back later. There's the Listen Again facility for many of the shows, including Who Cares Wins. And of course, Who Cares Wins, we have our dedicated website for all the archives. So if you want to listen to today's show later on in life, maybe years down the line, you can go to whocareswins.co.uk. whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So I've forgotten already. I'm so excited about this range, the Able Label. So let's talk about in a little bit more detail. One thing that I wanted just to highlight, we've been talking about individuals, you know, the confidence and the boost to being able to get dressed, etc. But we did slightly mention it, and I just want to sort of emphasize that, don't forget, this range, if I'm not correct, Katie, this range is also aimed at if you're a carer, if you're assisting someone getting dressed. So it is, you know, they are much, you know, they are just as entitled to contact you.
That's it. You know, in particular with those, you know, if you're caring, it's the wrap styles that make it much, much easier for assisted dressing.
Brilliant. So yes, if you're a carer as well as an independent, you know, it's either way. So please, please do have a look at the range and contact Katie. You know, in fact, if it's anything to do with any, you know, if you're struggling getting dressed, the Able Label is your answer. There we are. Now, a couple of things. Prices, and more importantly, VAT exemption, which I like the sound of that.
That's it. So, I mean, prices start from £25 for a vest and they go up to £59.95 for a dress. But
awesome.
They are the prices with VAT. If you check in clear with your doctor and they say that you're eligible for VAT exemption,
yes,
because you do have a disability or a chronic illness, that would therefore take the prices down to, for example, on a vest, £20.83, and for the dress, £49.96. So 20% saving there.
That is amazing. So again, it's important for people to realise that, and they may need to, you know, find out from their doctor they can get that exemption, because you obviously, I know that with my husband being registered disabled,
yes,
he has that opportunity to have buy, you know, equipment.
Absolutely.
Disabled.
It's the same concept.
So the same concept there. But again, if people are unsure, do check out with your local GP. They'll know, shouldn't they,
yes,
Katie?
They should, yes.
If not, talk to Katie. I'm sure she'll send you in the right direction. Or even, it was our guest, not last week, the week before, SEAP, and they were all about advocates and advocacy, so making sure people knew their rights, signposting them to options for independent living. So it could be actually somebody you need to be talking to, Katie, and make sure that they know about you, because they had Silk, which was one of their providers that they offer, you know, when they're talking about advocacy, and that was the Centre for Independent Living in Kent, again, who we met at the Rinkley Road Show, funnily enough. Wellbeing Symposium, sorry. I'm getting all my events confused. But again, it could be, you know, all of these links into disability, you know, all crossover.
Yep.
And then who's the other lady that I think would also be great who's been on the show is also Panache Wigs. So she does,
yes.
Do you know her?
I've heard of her.
Catherine.
It's never been said. You must get in
She's
contact.
She's a lovely lady.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen back to her show. She was on in February this year. But yes, Catherine of Panache Wigs. And also she's then linked to the Harmony Therapy Trust. So it's just a lovely big collusive collaborative isn't it?
That's it.
Now, so prices, and yeah, important to remember there, VAT exemption possibility if you are entitled to that. Now, mainly buying online, but I did see somewhere you have a little showroom if people really want to see the collection in the flesh.
That's it, because I think it is, I mean, for us, the most important thing is finding the right product for the right person. And in order to do that, I think, you know, it is advised that you try the items on first. So we do have a showroom based in Maidstone.
Great.
So if anyone wanted to try anything on, you know, we can take a day in the diary and, you know, arrange for someone to come and visit and take a look and try items on.
Brilliant. Oh, that is great to hear. Because you're right. Yes, some people, I know I'm quite a visual person and I can see it on the screen, but actually I need to see what it looks like But the beauty of online, of course, people can try it on in the comfort of their own home. And
that's
then obviously there's a returns policy.
Well, we have free returns and everything to encourage people to try things on and, you know,
Brilliant.
Again, find the right item for them. So they have got that option as well.
That is fantastic. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, so much to talk about here, Katie. I think we need another show. Maybe we just need the label show. Maybe it's just a complete show on its own. Now, the other thing as well is, as well as doing all of that, you're also doing a lot of talks and, quite rightly, awareness because of what you're doing. But that also came because I noticed on your website you've had a lot of support along the way, haven't you?
That's right.
From, you know, the focus groups, the research, and obviously now as well, that there's loads of people that have actually contributed, quite rightly, because I think they can see the potential for how big this can become.
That's it. And that's exactly it. We've got all sorts of groups who have kind of helped out, and in particular the majority of our focus groups were done alongside a charity called Different Strokes.
Yes.
So yeah, basically speaking to individuals who have had strokes, getting them to try items on, feedback, what they like, what they don't like, what they would, you know, want from a garment.
Brilliant.
And then making alterations accordingly. So yes, there's Different Strokes. We've had lots of occupational therapists on board from the Oxford Enablement Centre, Access Independent, many more.
Wow. There's so many you can't remember them all.
Again, they're working with, you know, people who benefit from the clothing on a daily basis, so they've been absolutely fundamental in designing and improving the range.
Brilliant. Now, talking of talks and promoting, as I said, you are out there doing that. You've also got the exposure of winning on being shortlisted for awards as well. I mean, there's just no stopping you, Katie. Just tell us, because there were some recent awards. You were a finalist for, now remind me.
So we were a finalist for Startup Business of the Year at the Kent Women in Business Awards.
Yes.
And we got runner-up for Young Entrepreneur.
Well, not surprisingly. So who won then? I can't remember who won. I'm testing your knowledge.
I can't remember.
The Women in Business Awards people are probably shouting at me down the tape, down the phone. Why don't you know, Angela? I can't remember everything. So if you want to tweet us and let us know, that'd be great. So well done for that. Awesome to actually be nominated, because as I say, people, you just need to remember, if you haven't listened to all of this show, then listen back and you'll hear that the first sale only happened last October. So we are, what, 6 months nearly?
That's it.
And you are thriving.
Absolutely.
Which is brilliant to hear, and quite rightly so. My finger's out pointing. Now, the thing is, you've got two things here. Ambassador role. You said to me, oh, I'd like to talk about ambassadors.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
So for us, we're at a point where we're all about this sort of personal element. You know, we want to find the right item for the right person.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're now going down a route of looking to effectively recruit ambassadors.
Ah.
So people who are familiar with the healthcare profession and, you know, have experience of helping people who may be in the situation where they find dressing difficult, and getting them on board to help promote the range and spread the word for us. So
brilliant. So if you are a carer, if you are a health professional with knowledge of certain illnesses, or in fact any illness, anything linked with difficulty dressing, get in touch with Katie. Now, how's the best way to get hold of you, Katie?
You can email me at info@theablelabel.com.
Lovely. That's probably the best way, because then you can start filtering and so you'll be doing interviews and all that formal procedure.
That's right.
Lovely stuff. And Valerie will be watching you, so beware. Yes, when you're sitting in on your interview, Valerie will be overseeing the whole procedure, won't you, Valerie? Now, the other thing I wanted to just delve into, if I may, you are doing a talk up in Birmingham, which I've just pulled up the website. It's the NADEX Independent Together. It's a trade and healthcare show or exhibition.
That's right.
That I can see here. And you're actually up there talking.
That's right.
For the whole event. So you're there from the...
We're there on the first day, on the Tuesday. And we're effectively doing...
That's the 26th of April.
That's right, 26th of April. And
awesome.
Doing a talk basically on collaboration. And as we kind of delved into about how, you know, without the support of the likes of Different Strokes, Access Independent and, you know, other OT companies, we wouldn't have been able to get this range out there. And we're really just kind of, you know, talking about the benefits of that collaboration and how working together can be beneficial for both parties.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. So, yes, if you want to know more, listener, perhaps you want to actually go and hear Katie talk, you want to see her in person, or you're actually in the Birmingham area on the 26th, at least, on the 26th of April, then check out, the website is as follows. Have you a pen ready? Okay, here I go. It is all the W's dot, and then it's NAIDEX. So that's NAIDEX or NAIDEX? NAIDEX. Yep. NAIDEX .co.uk. And then you'll see all the information about exhibitors, what's on, how to exhibit. Maybe you're somebody that wants to exhibit as well. Do check it out, but mainly to go and see and book so that you can go along and visit Katie. Are you going to have a stand there as well, Katie?
We are. We're just talking there, this one.
Just so. Talking. But again, talking about what you're doing naturally, so the collaboration exactly. will fall out of that anyway. Exactly. So, well, I want to talk more about that. now, if you're a little bit closer to home in Kent, perhaps you're thinking Birmingham's a bit too far to go to, then maybe you're going off to Blue Water shopping. And if you are going Blue Water shopping, then maybe you could coordinate your diary to be at Blue Water. Now, when are you going to be there, Katie?
The 18th of April for a week.
For a whole week?
For a whole week.
Are you camping there?
We've got shifts in place. Mum's doing mornings, I'm doing evenings.
Okay.
We've got other support Righto. Coming in,
so between the 18th and the 22nd of April, so that's next week as well,
that's
Parkinson's
it.
Awareness Week.
Yes, you'll perfect have, timing.
Yeah. You are just walking around randomly?
No, there's a company called Ability Plus
who
basically stock and sell daily living aids, chairs, mobility scooters, and they've got an area at Blue Water which they've invited us along to showcase our range alongside them.
Fantastic.
So brilliant.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're going to be probably outside M&S?
That's the plan. That's where we're meant to be.
Oh, brilliant. So there's no excuse, Lister. Now we've got near enough the country covered. So Birmingham is the middle of the country. So if you're up north, you can come down to Birmingham. And if you're down south, you can go to Blue Water Shopping Centre. Get along there between the 18th and 22nd. In the morning, you can meet the lovely Valerie, the mum. In the afternoons, evenings, you can meet Katie. So there's no excuse. I want to know if you're not there, send me excuses on a letter, please, written and signed by your parents. So yes, that is fantastic though, to have this awareness out there. So we've got here the ABLE label. I just like to reiterate, Joanna Lumley. I mean, you don't really need any other reason than that, do you, to go and look at the clothes and buy them if Joanna Lumley thinks they're great. But just remember, we highlighted that point. It's stylish wear, not necessarily about fashionable. We're talking about stylish wear that you can wear and you can keep. We've got the ablelabel.com is your website.
That's right.
But you're also on all the other social media mechanisms, are
yes,
you not?
All of them. We're on Facebook and Twitter. So Twitter is at the ABLE label, and you can find us under the ABLE label on Facebook.
Yep, we've been tweeting you, we've been tagging you, and we also have you on Facebook. So if you go to Who Cares Wins, you will also find the ABLE label. So one of the ways we'll get you there and promote you. It has been a delight, Katie, to have you here in the studio. And Valerie, thank you so much for coming down and being in my madness and joining me. But also just to, you know, again, just to really clearly identify that this, as I say, it's for carers, it's for those struggling with difficulty in getting dressed, the cognitive reasons, the physical reason, but also, as I said, I think we're just looking at other lines now of opportunity, that it can be absolutely anybody, whether it's frozen shoulder, whether it's maybe breastfeeding. I don't know if we mentioned that earlier, but I'm now thinking, oh yeah, breastfeeding, you know, actually, yeah. The Velcro makes life so much easier. So actually there's a whole host of people out there. In fact, I think we could probably touch most people's lives now with the ABLE label. There's no reason why I can't meet someone in the street now, and they will have some reason to have used or be wearing the ABLE label. So we're going to look at your collection after the show, and we'll tweet out a few pictures that you brought some samples
That's
along
right.
for me to have a play with. But is there anything else I need to? We've got the website, we've got social media, we've got the ambassador's role. So do, if you want to get involved with Katie and this wonderful business, then I don't think there's a reason why you wouldn't want to, but there are certain criteria that Katie's looking for naturally, so do get in touch with her. But in the meantime, before we disappear, I just want to say a big heartfelt thank you for joining me and being my last live not that I have dead guests, but you know what I mean, live guest in the studio. Oh dear, I'm digging holes now, aren't I? But yeah, it has been marvelous to talk to you, and every continued success with your business, which
kind.
I know will go from strength to strength.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
You are so welcome. And the website website and Facebook will be going mad. And don't forget, we have our LinkedIn group. So if anyone wants to get involved in a discussion with you online, then they could use the Who Cares Wins LinkedIn group. Please do that. That's there for everyone's use, and to spread the word and shout from the rooftops what's going on. Okay, just to remind you, we talked about the Wrinkly Roadshow, so I always like to remind you about the Wrinkly Roadshow. The aim of the shows, and they started in January, and they tour all around Kent, and the next one coming up is the 2nd of June at Cox Heath Village Hall. If you want to know all the information, either as to exhibit, such as the Able Label did, and I know you've been to some others. You were there last week?
Last week.
The 5th of April at Headcorn. Yes. Brilliant. So there's lots of people that will exhibit there, and you might be interested to exhibit, because it's all about telling people, either you want people in your local community to know what's going on and you'd like to shout about that. So the Wrinkly Roadshow is really out to support local community events and to promote what's going on in your local area, especially for those aimed at later life. So we're, you know, maybe retired, maybe it's early retirement, and actually we don't really know what's going on in our local community. So if you find a Wrinkly Roadshow is going on, pop down there and actually chat with the people and the exhibitors. Or you're on the other side of the fence, you want to exhibit, you want to shout about what you do and offer for carers, for home care, for looking at home care, for homes, or whether it's financial advice, whether it's wills or power of attorney or all sorts of avenues, or IT support, the list is endless. Then do get along, the wrinklyroadshow.com, and as I say, there are lots more tours planned for the rest of Kent. I think we're going into up to August, September time, I think, the list from my memory when I looked on the website. And the other thing, running out of air, the other thing, just to remind you, I did mention it a couple of weeks ago, but Jan Mulligan, you remember my co-presenter, she highlighted this to me, excuse me, the Dolphin Computer Access, they're having a low vision Kent, Kent Association for the Blind and Dolphin. They're pleased to bring you three low vision events in our Spring Kent Roadshow. And they are happening in Sevenoaks on the 20th of April, Maidstone on the 21st of April, and Dover on the 10th of May. And they are to meet the teams from the Guide Dogs, Blind Veterans, the Calibre Audio Library, the Macular Society, and other leading charities and vendors. And it's to discover the latest low vision aids and try them out. So that sounds great. Ooh. Might pop along there myself, actually. So again, I'll remind you, and I'll put it on our website, all what's happening on there. But in the meantime, we are disappearing for a while, going on sabbatical, to disappear and contemplate my navel, or whatever other phrase you can use. It has been a delight to talk to you, listeners, and to share and to tweet and to interact with you all. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support with Who Cares Wins. We're not disappearing completely. I haven't decided to hang up my headphones completely just yet. But who knows what might present when I disappear for the next few months. In the meantime, I have a particular track that I have played before, but it is, for me, it does say a lot about my own feelings for the show, for the people that support me, and you know who you are out there. And so I thought I would play out today with a song by Bliss, and it's called Thank You. So enjoy your sabbatical, listener, from my voice, and hopefully we'll touch base somehow in the not too distant future. Take care, everyone.
Walking on this earth.
river.